It's me, your neighborhood bitcher about books. I was laying in bed and I was like, I have to get up to bitch about this book right now. Right now. Normally, I only bitch about books I've finished, but this one, I'm not finishing. There's no way you can get me to finish it. I'm angry. I'm very upset. Very bad book. And like, I'm huge on rage finishing, like rage reading. I love it. I can't do it with this one. I'm so pissed. So the book is called Tennessee Truths, right? Ashley Minows is the author. And I've read another Ashley Minows book, and I recognized her name, but I couldn't remember if I liked her book or not. And then I saw the picture for the book. When I was reading this one, I saw the picture and I was like, I hated that book. I shouldn't have given her another shot. But the beginning of the book kind of drew me in a little bit. Like, I had faults with it, but the kind of beginning of this book kind of drew me in. I was kind of into it. And then it never changed. So the book is about this woman who her and her boyfriend... I'm going to start from the beginning, actually. So the book starts with a flashback. It starts with a girl at 14, and I don't even remember her name. What is her name? Faith. Her name's Faith. So it starts with Faith at 14, and she's getting bullied by a kid named Jace. Like, he's in the halls, he's being an asshole to her, he's calling her names, but the whole time he's doing it, she's having, like, thoughts about him, you know? Like, super annoying. Like, she's like, I hate him, but I also write his name in my, you know, notebook. So it's like, okay, whatever. She's 14. So then that day she's going to the library because she's like, I have secrets. And so she's going to the library. She got a note in her locker that said, like, hey, this book, this chapter. So she goes to the library, opens the book. It's a note. It's a note that says, like, hey, Pip, you know, blah, 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 blah. I'm thinking about you. Love, the fool, right? And so this guy has been sending her notes for a year. She has no idea who it is, but for like over a year he's been sending her notes, and she's so upset about Jace being mean to her that she finally is like, she writes back to him in the book and she's like, I think I'm in love with you, like I want to meet up, like I want to know who you are. And then 2 weeks later, she gets a message in the book again saying, I can't do this anymore, sorry. So then she goes, she's crying. This little 14-year-old's crying. Goes to a park and is like standing in the rain and and it's like, I didn't want to die because there's lightning. And she's standing at like the highest point in the park. And she's like, I didn't want to die, but it was more that I didn't want to avoid dying. And it's like, what the fuck, you 14-year-old freak. But so then this little 14-year-old, standing in the park, like, super upset because Jace has bullied her, and now this random guy who she didn't know who went to her school broke up with her via a book. So she's, like, super upset, and then Jace comes by. And then we find out that Jace has been coming by every Friday, like, to this park, because she always goes to this park on Friday, and Jace always comes by, makes fun of her, and then walks her home. So, like, this whole thing is, like, very obvious, like, so then he admits, like, in the park, he admits, like, oh yeah, it was me in the book. Like, I had to break up with you because I knew that if you knew it was me, like, you'd think I was being mean to you. Like, tricking you. It was... So anyway, they get together. So then, the flashback goes to, instead of 14 years, she's 18 years old. So now she's 18-year-old. Her and Jace have been together this entire time. And, like, they're together. Blah, 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 blah. We find out he breaks up with her. And, like, doesn't really give her a reason. Is just like, yeah, I need space. Okay. Whatever. So then 5 years in the future. So then, like, the present time of the book is 5 years in the future. And 5 years in the future, she's married a billionaire. She married a billionaire 6 months after, like, Jace broke up with her. And she married a billionaire. The billionaire abuses her, and so she's breaking up with a billionaire. That's where we're starting. The book starts with her breaking up with a billionaire, divorcing him, going back home. She goes back home, and, you know, after a couple days, her family makes her go to a, her family makes her go, oh, by the way, she tells her parents, like, because she's got a bruise on her face when she comes home, and her dad's like, he hit you? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, but he loves you. And she's like, I don't think so. And he's like, well, have you guys considered counseling? And she's like, what the fuck? And then, like, the dad, like, kind of apologizes for it, like, a little bit later. But it was a very what the fuck moment of, like, okay. It was very odd. It was very odd. And then he was like, when he apologizes, he's like, I'm sorry that I said that. Like, I had a friend who went through that and they got counseling and it was okay. And so I was like, it was a very odd situation. And so anyway, so she comes home living with her parents now. Oh yeah, she doesn't want to take any of the billionaire's money, even though there's no prenup. She decides, I don't want to take any of his money. Like, so she leaves and she's gonna live off the $300 that she has. So I'm sorry, I'm so pissed. So she goes to this party. Her mom, like, forces her to go to a engagement party for a girl who she went to school with, and the girl hated her, like, absolutely hated her. So she goes to this engagement party. As soon as the girl sees her, like, she starts, like, talking shit at her, and she's like feeling all like, oh, I'm getting talked shit to. and then Chase pops out of nowhere and is like being cruel to her. Like, he's just like being a dick. Like, he's like, like, she's uncomfortable and he's like, you know, she's like, oh, nice to see you, Jace. And he's like, yeah, I wish I could say the same. And then he's like, has a girl that he took there under his arm and he's like snuggling her and nuzzling her hair and stuff right in front of her. Well, when they were 18, he had given her this, like, promise necklace because he couldn't give her, he's too poor to give her a engagement ring. So he gave her this promise necklace. She's been wearing this promise necklace, like, throughout her marriage. Like, she never took off the promise necklace. The necklace, like, has engraved on it, it's like, I love you more than everything. Like, it's a promise necklace. She never took it off during her entire marriage. And then she wears it to the party where, like, everybody knows that, like, it's just so cringe. Like, A, like, why would you wear that to a party where everyone's gonna see you wear it when, like, you haven't talked to this man in 5 years? And then he sees her wearing it and, like, he follows her out of the, like, she's like, I'm leaving, because, like, he's being a dick to her. So she's like, I'm leaving. And she leaves, and, like, in the driveway, he comes up to her, and he rips the necklace off her neck, like, legitimately rips the necklace off her neck, and he's like, you don't get to wear this. Oh my god. And then, so whatever, so she's pissed at him. So then, I'm not kidding, like, then it goes through, like, every day they're seeing each other, and every day he is being evil to her. Like, his mom was really, really sick when they were together and she died while she was gone, and she was at his mom's gravesite, like, because she was like a second mom to her. So she went to the mom's gravesite. He comes up, like, while she's just sitting there, and then she's like, I'm so sorry, you know, about your loss. And he just goes, like, you should be, it's your fault. And, like, there's this whole backstory going on, and you're finding out what, like, through the book, you're finding out, because he's pissed at her. And the whole reason he's being so mean to her is because she broke his heart. And she's like, what the fuck, you broke up with me? And he's like, you moved on too fast after I broke up with you. What the fuck? And so she has no clue. Like, in her head, she has no clue what's going on, because he broke up with her evilly, like, mean, broke up with her. They were in love. He broke up with her. Started, like, dating other girls. So she, like, got with this billionaire and, like, was gonna break up with the billionaire, like, on their fourth date. She was gonna break up with him, but then she saw Jason, another girl, like, kissing, or, you know, on a date. And so she ends up, like, going out with the date, and he asks her to marry her, and so she, like, stays with the billionaire. But the whole time she tells Jace, she's like in present time, she tells him, she's like, I only married him because I thought you would come and save me. Like, I thought it would, like, you know, get you out of, like, it would make you realize. And you never did. You never came for me. And he's like, because I was in jail. And then we find out that he was being blackmailed. Like, while they were together, he was being blackmailed because he was going to the store. He was going and, like, stealing prescription pills for his mom, for his dying mom, while they were, like, 17, 18. He was stealing prescription pills from the mom, for the mom, and because they couldn't afford them. And someone was sending him, like, pictures of it in the mail, like, pictures of him stealing in the mail, blackmailing him. And then finally one day, like, the person is like, meet me behind Denny's or wherever, I forgot where it was, meet me behind somewhere. And he goes, and it's the girl's dad. I haven't found that out in the book yet. I stopped reading the book at 50%. I'm not going to read anymore, but I looked on, like, Goodreads because I was like, other people have to hate this book too. And there were quite a few people who hated it, but there were way more people that liked it. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But anyway, I went on Goodreads and they said it was the dad. It was obvious it was the dad, like the girl's dad, Faith's dad. It was really obvious, but I technically didn't find that out myself. I didn't learn that until reading Goodreads. But yeah, so but anyway, but she doesn't know that. Like, he's all like, yeah, I had to break up with you because I was, you know, he was blackmailing me, but, like, I would have figured out in, like, a few months. But, like, I'm not kidding. He is so mean. Like, he is ridiculously mean every step of the way. And then someone is like, he's not sure. Like, he doesn't know that she's been beat up. He doesn't know that she's been being abused. So he, like, calls, he sees her dancing at a bar and he calls the paparazzi on her because she's a billionaire's wife, even though, like, he's seen that she's not wearing a ring. And, like, also, like, he called the billionaire when she went to, like, get her car fixed. He called the billionaire being like, hey, your wife is here trying to get, and, like, she hangs up the phone and she was like, what the fuck are you doing? Why did you just do that? And then when he calls the paparazzi, she's so pissed because, like, he's endangering her because she's running away from her abusive ex. And so she runs up to him in the bar because he's laughing. He's, like, over with another girl again, drinking a beer and, like, laughing about the fact that, like, the paparazzi are swarming her and, like, pushing her. He's laughing about it. So she runs up to him and slaps him in the face and is like, you are going to feel so bad about this. Like, and then, like, the entire time his friends are like, he's in his head, he's being like, oh, she's single and I'm being mean to her, but, like, I can't let her win. And then, like, she sees his tattoos. Like, he has his shirt off one day and she sees his tattoos and, like, he's got a tattoo. Okay, so, like, all their little 14-year-old messages, he always wrote, Dear Pip. So he has a tattoo on his chest of, like, a piece of paper that says, Dear Pip, and it's scratched out. And then he has another paper, or then he has another tattoo on his heart, and it says, Ugly Truths Around Her Neck, or something like that. Because he sees her in videos, like, because apparently her and her billionaire husband had, like, a reality show briefly, and he sees her wearing that necklace. And so he sees her wearing his necklace, and so he gets a tattoo that's like, Ugly Truths Hang on Her Neck. What the fuck? Those are the most bitch ass tattoos I've ever heard in my life. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then, because of course, this movie, or this book, isn't like a, like, horror of, like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy who's basically abusing you? Like, he's verbally abusing you. He's an asshole. It's not a, like, cautionary tale. No, she's fucking loving him so much. Like, they keep kissing and stuff, even when he's, like, verbally abusing her 2 seconds before. So they're gonna get back together. So, like, they're gonna get back together and he's just gonna have a tattoo that's like, fuck you. He's just gonna have all these tattoos that are like, fuck you, Faith. Fuck you, whore. Like, that's basically what he's doing. And then he's calling her like a gold digger because she married a billionaire, even though he's poor. So, like, it's so fucked up. This book is fucked up. Like, I do not know how anyone's supposed to enjoy this book. He's mean. He's evil. He's not a nice person. I read 50% of this book and he has not done a single nice thing. He's not done a single nice thing. 50% of the book. There's no nicety. Oh, no, I take it back. When she was 18 in the flashback, we did see him give her flowers. We did see that. But that's like it. That's like the only nice thing we've seen. That's all. Oh, and while he was blackmailing her... No, sorry. While he was being blackmailed, he was still dating her for a while. Until the blackmailer was like, come meet up with me. He was still dating her. And like while he was being blackmailed, he was like really stressed about the blackmail, but he wouldn't tell her about it. So there's a line in there where he's talking about like how he used sex as a way to like stress relief from all the stress. But he's like, I would just, you know, take her wherever. Like I was fucking her. We'd never fucked before. Like we'd only ever made love. And she was worried and really freaked out because I was stopping her at work and like stopping her here, like to fuck. Like it was just really uncomfortable to read. Cause like it was just really uncomfortable. I don't know. Like reading that, I was like, what the fuck? And then he just hates her. Like viscerally hates her. He's the devil. I can't read this book anymore. I kind of, in a way, I want to, because I'm like, how are they going to spin this to him being the good guy? Because right now, he's a huge asshole. Like, even his point of view, because there's chapters in his point of view. And usually, with asshole characters, like, those can kind of, like, make him not seem like an asshole. No! Even in his point of view, he's a huge asshole. He's mean! Like, he's not... nice. I don't get it. I do not understand it. I will never understand how anyone could like him. Never, ever, 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 ever. I don't get it. I do not get it. But anyway. Anyway. That's Tennessee Truths. It's not a good book. Don't read it. I was gonna tell you about more books, but honestly, I'm just really upset about Tennessee Truths right now, and I can't think of anything else. I've actually read a lot of one-star books lately, though, so I probably will have another one-star book for you next month. Don't read it. Don't read this book. Oh, I'm so upset. Goodbye.